This is Richard C. Hutterlet reporting, substituting for Walter Cronkite with news and analysis on the CBS Radio Network. The broom has swept clean at the White House. All the principal figures publicly implicated in the Watergate affair have now departed from the government, but apparently not in harmony. A closer look in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, this happy evening, we're here in the not-so-spacious dining room of Mr. and Mrs. Roberto Carducci with prospective son-in-law Martin M. Mitchell.
Oh, boy, my favorite. Spaghetti with red peppers, clam sauce, and garlic cloves. I really love garlic cloves.
Marty's fiancée, Geraldine Teresa Carducci, having just prepared her first meal, is now serving poor Marty his fifth course, with more major courses still to come, including Geraldine's specialty, fettuccine with anchovies and olive oil.
Oh, I can't go on like this.
Now, poor Martin is getting one of those topsy-turvy upset stomachs.
Oh, my stomach feels like a balloon.
Unfortunately, the Carducci's don't have any Alka-Seltzer around, and now poor Martin really needs it.
I think I'd like to lie down.
Please, on your next joyous occasion, don't find yourself without Alka-Seltzer like poor Martin M. Mitchell.
Is it possible to move the dog off the couch?
President Nixon's broadcast speech tonight is eagerly awaited by all who are deeply disturbed by the Watergate affair, which apparently includes many more Americans than it would have just a few weeks ago. In advance of the speech, there is still a great deal to mull over following today's events. For instance, the designation of Defense Secretary Elliot Richardson not only as acting Attorney General, replacing Richard Kleindienst, but also, effective immediately, as coordinator of all Watergate investigations in the executive branch. This would indicate that the president has decided to ignore the pleas of congressmen in both parties to name a prestigious, impartial Watergate investigator from outside the government. In his key cabinet assignments so far, Richardson has generally received high marks for competence on Capitol Hill. But at this stage, one may question whether any administration figure can be fully credible as an impartial investigator into Watergate. Thus, the immediate reaction from Democratic Congressman John Bradamas of Indiana, quote, "I simply have no confidence, and I don't believe the American people have confidence in an investigation of Watergate conducted by any appointee of President Nixon," unquote. Another noteworthy aspect of this morning's developments, the striking difference in the way the president now is treating his departing aides, H.R. Haldeman and John Ehrlichman on the one hand, and his departing counsel, John Dean, on the other. Mr. Nixon's statement calls Ehrlichman and Haldeman two of my closest friends and most trusted assistants who've shown such rare selflessness and dedication that the president greatly regrets their departure. No such praise of Dean, just the bald fact in a single sentence that he is leaving. Furthermore, in the statement, Dean's resignation was, quote, requested, unquote, not Ehrlichman's or Haldeman's. And, perhaps most important, the president's admonition to the public not to take Ehrlichman's or Haldeman's resignations as evidence of wrongdoing by either man. Mr. Nixon gives us no similar warning on behalf of John Dean. These distinctions have particular interest against the background of recent reports of two competing factions within the White House, with Haldeman and Ehrlichman supposedly heading one, and Dean in the other under former Attorney General John Mitchell. More particularly, the Washington Post reported last week that Dean, in order to preserve the presidency, had confessed his full role in the Watergate affair and then called on Ehrlichman and Haldeman to do likewise. According to the Washington Post report, they balked. This, it is said, is why Dean issued that cryptic statement warning persons unnamed that he wouldn't be a scapegoat in the Watergate scandal. Today's presidential statement indicates continuing disharmony among the principals, which could play an important role in bringing all the Watergate story to the surface. Only the future will tell. For the present, it's enough to note that President Nixon once more has turned to the decisive action he prides himself on in another political crisis. This one is perhaps his gravest, with the very credibility of the presidency on the line.
Mother's Day can be a trying time of year for men. Men can feel pretty awkward and uncomfortable shopping in women's clothing stores and beautiful people boutiques. So why do they do it? Pat Summerall here, suggesting that this year you men shop at a True Value hardware store instead. True Value Hardware stores are comfortable places for men to shop. Still, they have a really big selection of gifts to pamper a woman. For instance, the Lady Sunbeam Twin Head Shaver, priced at only $4.99. And that's about $4 less than you'd probably pay at a boutique. This Lady Sunbeam Shaver, by the way, has two shaving heads, one for underarms, one for legs. So it makes the act of shaving as gentle and smooth as the gentle, smooth feel it leaves her with. Get Bomb the Lady Sunbeam Shaver. It's just $4.99 at the store where you men can enjoy shopping for the women in your lives. The participating True Value Hardware store near your home. Check the Yellow Pages.
This is Richard C. Hottolett reporting for CBS News.